248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original.
I'm Steve Kathan. Secretary of State Blinken has postponed next week's planned diplomatic trip to China. It comes after a suspected Chinese spy balloon was seen over Montana. It's now high over the Midwest.
U.S. officials say the balloon is traveling at an altitude of 66,000 feet and maneuvering as it is blown on a trajectory that is expected to take it across the United States. The Pentagon continues to track it on radar and at times has it under visual observation. Military officials have recommended against shooting it down for now because of the danger it would pose to people on the ground. But officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area. David Martin, CBS News, Washington.
China insists it's a civilian research balloon and has expressed regrets. The government says employers added 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger says that's considered a strong number.
The January jobs report underscores the message that Jerome Powell gave during his press conference this week. Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient, which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates, maybe two more times at a quarter point each, so that wage growth starts to come down and inflation readings improve.
Wind chills this morning in the upper Midwest were in the 25 below zero range. WCBS meteorologist Craig Allen says the brutal cold is now pushed east.
The winds continue to increase. They'll be running at gale force, running 20 to 30 and gusting over 40 miles per hour at times through the day today. And the temperature and wind combination will keep driving the wind chill down until it reaches dangerously low levels, anywhere from minus 10 to as low as minus 40 or minus 50.
Honda and the government are urging owners of thousands of older vehicles not to drive them until dangerous airbag inflators are replaced. Here's Jeff Gilbert of Detroit affiliate WWJ.
These are older 01 to 03 Hondas and Acuras with non-repaired Takata airbags. Honda says there are 8,200 vehicles out there that have a high risk of having the airbag inflator rupture that can cause death or serious injury. You can check with a dealer or the NHTSA.gov recall database.
A Republican bill in Arizona would restrict drag shows in the state.
It's not R-rated, it's X-rated entertainment.
GOP Senator John Kavanaugh says under the bill, performances would be banned near daycare centers, schools, and churches. Performer Jessica Harper spoke in opposition.
This bill is so vaguely written that it would effectively make it illegal for me to exist in public as a trans woman, let alone DJ anywhere but a strip club.
Checking Wall Street right now, a mixed bag. The Dow is up 57 points. The S&P is down 5. This is CBS News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 20 overnight under partly cloudy skies, west winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 30. Mainly cloudy tomorrow night, lows level off around 15. Cloudy skies expected Monday, decreasing clouds by Tuesday. Upper 30s, Monday, mid-30s by Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 21.
Actually, but I,
yeah,
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love bad year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Just erase. You think you're versatile. Arms all around me. Radio. We are local music. Elizabeth Mary there in Parking Lot Kiss, starting the hour off with a double dip of Elizabeth Mary. Meet Me at Madison before that. You can meet Elizabeth Mary at the Red Rooster here in Madison on February 7th. She's playing live with her. Are they married?
They're getting married Jimmy.
So there's, you can see Elizabeth Mary with her soon-to-be husband, Paul Schluter, at the Rooster on February 7th. That's going to be a fun show right there.
That is.
What is the wedding? Do you know?
It's coming up. I don't know the exact date, but it's coming up soon. I keep seeing more and more things that it is coming. So
it's coming soon.
Paul Schluter and Elizabeth Mary getting married.
Congratulations. Hey, everybody. I'm Jimmy K. He's Rocker. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network. Terry's off tonight, but she does have an interview later on tonight, Rocker, she's going to check in with.
That's right, Jimmy. We still have a couple things coming up. Shawn Michael Dargan, he just walked in the studio. We're going to be talking to him after 7:30. Terry Barr, she's going to be talking with Joe Richter, a Milwaukee-based musician. We're going to learn the surprising way Joe is helping others, plus where you can catch his band's special show. Then faster out of Janesville. We're going to be talking to bassist Jason Pettit, and then live in the Devil's Lair with the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Wail, which is going to be very special, Jimmy. Then Max and Kevy, 10 to midnight with yours truly, Rocker.
And that is all over the Civic Media Radio Network, including our brand new market that came on air last week up in Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM and 1590 AM. That AM station, I guess, shoots all the way up into the Door County Peninsula.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one up there. And, you know, now it's WGBW. That's Green Bay, Wisconsin, so WGBW.
Of course, our friends over in Richland Center listening to us on WRCE. And, of course, Oshkosh. We love you up in Oshkosh. I want to go to Oshkosh soon.
Kiss.
Dude. Yeah. Absolutely. So great network of stations here on Civic Media. Be sure to check out the website, civicmedia.us, for all the information. A full list of all the shows, all the podcasts are there. While you're there, be sure to stop by the Max Inc. radio page and check out our podcast. A rocker, Frank Bush, is going to be at the Rooster as well on Tuesday, January 31st, with his band Frank Bush and the Names. Here is Frank Bush with Wheelhouse, Hungover, and Heartbroken. Wheelhouse on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Rolling into town in a cloud of dust, and a beat up old Chevy all covered in rust. No one has seen the lights around here. The best thing out of Texas is shot a black beer. She said she was a preacher's daughter. She'd forgotten everything that he taught her. All I know, and I don't know much, is I fall in love with her. She got a boots on the bar. I've never heard her once complain about the president, government, Pope, or queen. Don't like sleep, frightened of dreaming. I think she's fighting some inner demon. I don't think I can take much more. Spending all my money at the liquor store. She's underage but never gets caught in. I'm hungover and broken hearted. I'm hungover and broken hearted. Like Cody and the boys, and I'll be partying. I'm hungover.
Intimidating appearance, she never been in a fight. Nevertheless, she stays up on the hill. When trouble comes knocking, I know that blood will spill. Yeah, I know that blood will spill.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you.
Such an awesome song, Maggie Shays and Fog from her Fog album in 2022 on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. You can catch Maggie Shays, or M. Shays as she likes to be called, on Friday, February 10th with Jay Marston at the Harmony Bar and Grill. That's going to be a good show. So Marston and M. Shays at the Harmony on Friday, February 10th. Before that, we heard the Material Boys. They have a Bluegrass Monday happening at the Malt House on February 20th here in Madison. Jimmy K and Rocker hanging out with you on a Saturday night. It's pretty snowy out there. If you're all driving around, please be careful. Shawn Michael Dragon's going to come in the studio here in just a couple of minutes. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Three locations in the Madison area: Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's sales. SalvatoresTomatoPies.com. And by the Spaceship.tv. See a show, check listings, buy tickets. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. Live to internet streaming of all your all your favorite bands. Get all the details and see shows right now at the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
CBS News Brief. There's word a suspected Chinese spy balloon is now high over the Midwest. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
Military officials have recommended against shooting it down, but officials say that recommendation could change once the balloon gets over an unpopulated area.
China insists it's a civilian balloon conducting research. The government says employers tacked on 517,000 jobs last month. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
Although economic growth is weakening, the labor market remains resilient, which means the Fed is likely to continue raising interest rates.
The unemployment rate hit a new half-century low, 3.4%. Forecaster Craig Allen watching a northern deep freeze.
This dangerous chill has the temperatures already well below zero from Minnesota and Wisconsin across the lakes, as well as Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York State, and now moving into New England.
Wind chills dipping below zero. CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K. is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio wa sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great, too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sit to watch you standing. I can't reach to catch your landing. I'm not waiting for the day a two roads become none. One last push before I pull it. One more time you dodge the bullet. I can't guarantee this day a two roads become none. First you say it's getting better, then you say it's for the best. Now I can't seem to find a way to make you understand the rest. Make you
Sean Michael Dargan on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Just come out swinging with some live music. I like that. Woo. I like that a lot. Rocker, take it away, brother.
Sean Michael Dargan, by day, is the music advisor for the Wisconsin Union Directorate, and by night, he's a singer-songwriter who has played in many local bands over the years, from the Kissers to the current Beatles tribute, Madison Mystery Tour. A solo artist and much more, here in the studio to tell us about his upcoming album and maybe even play another song. Sean Michael Dargan. Sean, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hello, Rocker. Thanks for having me, brother.
My pleasure. Sean, thanks so much for coming in to play the new songs from your upcoming album. For those of our listeners who are not familiar, tell us a little bit about Sean Michael Dargan.
Well, sure. As you mentioned, I'm local. I live right here in Madison. I've been playing music in Madison for 21 years since I moved here, and I was doing it for 21 years before that, probably. I lived in Los Angeles, California before I moved here, but I've lived in Austin and in New York City and Washington, D.C., and I've been doing this since I got out of school. So I've been, taking it as seriously as one possibly can. Trying to do my thing and just keep writing songs and playing them for the nice people.
Now, before we get to your new album, you put together the Madison Mystery Tour, and you're performing the Beatles' Red Album along with an all-star orchestra on February 18th at the Barrymore Theater in Madison. Tell us about this upcoming show.
Sure.
About the Madison Mystery Tour.
Well, what you just said is mostly true. I didn't actually assemble the band. I was a latecomer to it.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not the newest member, but I've been in the band for about 9 years now.
Okay.
I guess almost 9 years. The band's been together for a little bit longer than that. They had put out the first two records. They did shows. The mission of the band was to do a live show on the 50th anniversary of every Beatles album.
Nice. Wow.
And we just accomplished that with Let It Be being the last record that we did back in May at the Barrymore Theater.
That'd be really fun to do on stage.
And super fun.
Yeah.
And what's super cool about it is although the Beatles were a tremendous touring band for several years, they stopped right in the middle of their career, really right when they were reaching an ascendancy point, when they were putting out some of their best records, Rubber Soul and Revolver, they stopped touring completely. So we're doing things that they never did. How about that?
Right. I mean, their last show was on the rooftop that we saw in Get Back.
Yep.
And before that, it was like
it had been years,
the old-style Beatles. And they quit because, gosh, the equipment was so bad back then.
Very hard. I mean, the rigors of touring were the same then as they are now, I'm sure. Even for a band that's as the most popular thing in the world, which they were, it's still exhausting. And they were finding it hard to keep up with their artistic vision and their mission of making new records, writing new songs and putting out new records. And they decided that they would choose that over touring, which was a bold decision to make at the time.
And Sean, another band you were in, was it the Kissers? Did I hear that right?
Yeah, I played in the Kissers for about 5 years.
They're fun.
They're fantastic. They're all friends of mine. The band leader, Ken Fitzsimmons, is a dear friend of mine.
Oh, yeah.
He and I have written a couple of shows together and written a bunch of songs together, and I played in that band for about 5 years. It was really cool.
Ken's out at Blast House.
Yeah, he's with the Madison Music Foundry and Blast House Studio. Yep.
And the Kissers are not playing anymore. I think they played their last show not too long ago, right?
They say
allegedly
that. The Kissers have even when I was in the band, the band broke up and went on sabbatical for quite a while and then came back and started doing it again. So I would never write the Kissers off. I would never say they're down for the count.
Those comeback shows, they pack them in, man.
Yeah, they do.
Retirement sucks tour.
Right.
Let's talk about your new album, A Little Bit Distracted. What are you being distracted from and who are you distracting?
Well, that's a great question. I've got two kids, and I find them delightful and very distracting. And I would say, if anything, being a dad has been probably the best job that anyone could ever want. It's certainly the best job I've ever had. But it's a little distracting from my music life. My artistic endeavors get put on the side or the back burner just because I've got domestic responsibilities. So I've been a little distracted through the years, and I'll take a year or two or six or ten between records sometimes, and this new record's coming out in April, and it's only been a couple of years since I put one out, so it hasn't been too bad. But I've got ADHD, so I'm always distracted by something.
Are you getting your kids into music, or how are they? How do they look at your music? Tell us about your music and kids.
Absolutely, yeah. Both my kids play. My youngest is a drummer who also plays guitar and bass, but drums are his first love. And my oldest is really a front person who plays bass and guitar, but really their passion is vocals and being the star. They definitely chip off the old block. They like to perform. It's cool. We did a little family band about about 4 months ago. We did for the talent show at one of my kids' schools. We played one of my songs actually off my last record, and Charlie played bass, and Liam played drums, and I played guitar, and it was really fun.
I was gonna say it's like the Dargan family band.
Totally, man. Totally.
All right, so we're going to play another song here, and it looks like the next song we're going to play is That's All the Loving I Need. You actually sent us the music. We were going to play the album version of this, but since you have your guitar tonight.
Sure, let's play it live, right?
Tell us about the song first before we play.
Sure, you know, this. I mean, the song, it's a love song. It's really to my wife, and it's pretty straightforward. I think you'll get the point of it. I moved here from sunny Southern California, and as I look out at this snowscape that we're all experiencing, there's a couple lines in this song that are definitely evocative of what's happening right now.
All right, this here is Sean Michael Dargan live in Max Inc. Radio.
If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Feeling, shouting, don't you ever doubt it. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Winter's warming, that's all the loving I need. Midwest charming, that's all the loving I need. Memories hazy, a giant bunch of Gerberd daisies. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. Dark chocolate Easter bunny, when I'm ready, you're right there. If you love me, that's all the loving I need. Stars above me, that's all the loving I need. Backyard wedding, Wisconsin winter flannel bedding. If you love me, that's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need. That's all the loving, that's all the loving I need.
That's a beautiful song, Sean Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Your wife must have been ecstatic when she heard that.
She likes that song.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Let's see here. Are we doing another song, or was it just the two songs?
We can do as many songs as you like, brother.
Let's do one more.
Right on.
If you were to do one more song, what would that be?
So this is one more song off my brand new record, which comes out in April. So this one's a little heavier, man. This one's called Permanent Impermanence. Yeah. Nothing lasts, right?
Let's check it out right now.
The things we love will disappear. Nothing lasts forever. Nature's finest engineer. Permanent impermanence. We're only here for last forever. It's a logical consequence. The ending will commence.
Sean Michael Dargan, live on Max Inc. Radio. Sean, thank you so much for coming in tonight.
Oh, you know it. Thanks for having me, fellas.
It's my first time meeting you, and I look forward to the next time.
Right on.
And please, sign our door, or the station's door.
Oh, you know that I will. Yeah.
Hey, wait. Where can we find you online?
You can find me at SeanMichaelDargan.com.
And that's where the new music will be posted?
Yep. It's available. You know, the new single is up on Bandcamp, which is a really artist-friendly delivery vehicle. But, of course, it's also available on Spotify and iTunes and Orchard, all of your online digital delivery vehicles.
Did you hear that, folks? Bandcamp is an awesome vehicle delivery for music. You heard it from Sean.
I love
Bandcamp.
It pays the artists. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And they have the free Bandcamp Fridays or whatever too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You can listen for free, but you can easily pay the artists, and Bandcamp actually sends money to every artist when they make sales, which is certainly not the case with Spotify all the time. So
that's unheard of these days. Yeah. Sean, thank you so much. We appreciate
you. Thanks again.
Rocker, what's coming up next hour? We got Faster coming up at 8:30.
That's right. And then live in the Devil's Lair with the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Whale and Max and Kevy, 10 to midnight with yours truly, Rocker.
And coming up just after the top of the hour here, after 8 o'clock, we're going to hear an interview that Terry Barr recorded with Joe Richter, another local musician out of Milwaukee, actually. Looking forward to that. Sean, thanks again. Let's hear some Mascot Theory right now. Best is yet to come. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Stumble around like ghosts in the dark. Roundabout journeys that end with a start. To be done, soaking up rays from an indifferent sun. Now the planets don't care if we win or we lose. Out in the distance, obstructed from view. And I'm treading for days like a log on the sea. And I can't save the world, and the world can't save me. But I'm the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Just trying to find the philosopher's stone. But the more I create, well, the less I control. Perpetual light of diamonds and dust. Like the
is shiny new metal that reflects when it rusts. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Shoreline can feel that
amazing.
The pebbles are setting their trap by
the waves.
Polished rocks sand all shiny and new.
All
the stone in the street and the current in the air.
That stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives.
I can see this fight, but it won't give up the war. Like a moth to a flame, I cut back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Oh, and I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
The best is yet to come. That's the Mascot Theory on Max Inc. Radio from Every Sign of Life. Mascot Theory has been dropping singles here and there throughout the last couple of months. Good stuff. Be sure to check them out online. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. There's three locations in Madison: Monona Drive, O'Dana Road, and Willie Street. Their website is igniteglassandgifts.com, igniteglassandgifts.com. Also sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie here in Dane County. Locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, great food, live music. Get all the details, the menu, and see what beers are on tap at fullmilebeercompany.com, fullmilebeercompany.com. Not many chances to see Mackenzie Moore perform live in Madison due to her moving to L.A. She'll be at the Harmony on February 2nd.
There was a time, could you know?
Oh. All the buttons. All those stupid little buttons. Back to Mackenzie now.
There was a time, could you know?
Because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids. 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the